Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Hurricane Milton is now blamed for at least 17 deaths in Florida. More from CBS News Miami, Steve Maggiore.
Across Florida, line workers are doing crucial repairs for more than 2 million Floridians who still lacked power on Friday. Mia Watson of Palm Beach Gardens on Florida's East Coast is one of them.
This is ridiculous. We need power out here. We need help out here.
President Biden, who is visiting the storm zone on Sunday, vowed that federal help won't let up anytime soon.
I want everyone in the impacted areas to know we're going to do everything we can to let you help you pick back up the pieces to get back to where you were.
Vice President Kamala Harris, campaigning in the battleground state of Arizona, says if elected, she plans to form a group of advisors from both sides of the political aisle.
Those people who fight for democracy, who fight for freedom, who fight for a life in which they can have opportunity, they hold us up and they hold us out as a model.
Former President Donald Trump in Reno tells service workers that if he's elected, they will see tax cuts and skyrocketing wages.
Your rent and housing costs went up much more than expected. Your car prices went through the roof. Yet Kamala Harris has no plan to fix it.
The Justice Department says it's suing the state of Virginia for violating the federal prohibition on systematic efforts to remove voters within 90 days of an election. Governor Glenn Youngkin, a Republican, calls the move politically motivated and an attempt to interfere in the election. The Lebanese army says Israeli forces have killed two Lebanese soldiers and injured two UN peacekeepers in separate strikes. This is CBS's Deborah Pata reports on another airstrike.
50 miles east of the capital is the village of Khodor, where just this week five people were killed in a single strike. Residents say the village has come under repeated fire over the past month. We're all scared, said Tarek. What can we do? Hide under the trees? It's more honorable to die in our homes. Already, more than 20 people have been killed here in over 30 strikes.
The deaths of two U.S. Navy SEALs during an operation earlier this year have been deemed preventable. CBS's Eleanor Watson reports.
An investigation released today found two Navy SEALs died earlier this year because they were weighed down by too much equipment for their flotation devices to handle. The SEALs were part of a mission in January off the coast of Somalia to intercept weapons headed to the Houthis in Yemen. One slipped and another jumped in to save him, but both quickly sank. The investigation said that if the Navy had given clear guidance and training on when and how to use the flotation device, the deaths could have been prevented. Eleanor Watson, CBS News, The Pentagon.
This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Join us live every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. for Playmakers, brought to you by Quality Plus Printing. Call in with your sports thoughts and feelings only on WFHR.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Foxconn is expanding, but in Mexico, not Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
The company has announced plans to expand its Guadalajara factory, aiming to create a massive chip manufacturing operation. The tech giant already employs 30,000 people south of the border. The development comes as many in the area still remember promises made by the company to bring thousands of jobs to Racine County. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Two workers in Milwaukee are going to be okay after the scaffolding they were on partially collapsed Thursday afternoon. It happened while they were restoring the Milwaukee County Courthouse facade. Rescuers got them safely to the roof. Investigators are looking into why the scaffolding gave way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
It's the Packers and the Cardinals. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Arizona Cardinals Sunday at noon. Green Bay rookie defensive back Javon Bullard on facing the Cardinals quarterback Kyler Murray.
He's an athlete, man. A guy that can, you know, he's dangerous with his legs. A guy that can take it to the, you got to be in high account when he has the ball in his hands because he can throw it over your head and he can run past you. So just we got to be dialed into that, man. Keep him in our visuals for sure.
The Badgers play at Rutgers tomorrow, kickoff at 11 a.m. NBA, the Bucks and the Lakers last last night in preseason basketball. The Lakers won 107-102. Both LeBron and Giannis played. Bobby Portis led the Bucks with 23 points.
One thing I've done my whole career is just continue to get better each and every year, no matter what nobody says. So my biggest thing this summer was get in the gym and just work. I worked every day of my life this summer like a madman, bro, and just want my work to show on the court.
That's the Bucks' Bobby Portis. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. Currently 57 degrees.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I talk with the vice president of the Bartell Theater in Madison. Steve Knoll joins me to talk about the scary movies you can see all month. And we discuss the anniversary of Pulp Fiction.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, happy Friday, TGIF, Shabbat Shalom, Juma Mubarak. It is the end of the week. It's Anything Goes Friday, although we do have quite a few guests today, which is unusual. Usually on Friday there are no guests, or maybe one. And we got a lot to talk about. Trump's tax-free tipping scheme, is this really just a gift for billionaires? Also, Jill Stein, the grifter who could hand Trump the White House again. Alex Lawson is going to drop by in the, I believe it's the second hour of our program. Oh no, he's going to drop by in the first hour of our program, in the second half hour. Fighting for seniors, Kamala Harris is fighting for seniors, Donald Trump is fighting for billionaires. Wild news about Social Security. In the second hour of our program, our old buddy Robert Greenwald, been a long time since he's been on the show. He's got a new movie out about E. Jean Carroll versus Donald Trump. Or a new documentary, or whatever we'll have to ask him what he calls it. And Phil Itner will be with us with an update live from Kyiv, Ukraine. And in the third hour of the program, the Supreme Court's dark money crisis, Ron Wyden's revolutionary fix, and the fossil fuel industry is literally buying Republican legislators. And of course, this was legalized by five right-wing Republicans on the Supreme Court, Clarence Thomas being the deciding vote after having been well-bribed himself to the tune of millions of dollars by multiple right-wing billionaires. So there you are. We got a lot going on today. Just to jump right into it, Donald Trump has said that he wants to eliminate taxes, income taxes on tips. He said this in Nevada, by the way, which is the state that has the most tipped workers. I'm not sure if it's as a percentage or total, but the official line is the most tipped workers of any state. Maybe it's both. You've got all these people who work in the casinos and whatnot. And it went over very well. Kamala Harris has come out and said essentially the same thing. There is a huge difference between the two, though. And that is that, keep in mind, the Supreme Court in their last session, which, you know, ended a couple months ago, kind of redefined tips. They said that if you give money to a politician in exchange for a politician doing something for you, in this particular case, it was a city manager or a mayor who had his city buy millions of dollars worth of, as I recall, dump trucks from a particular company, and he had been paid, I believe it was tens of thousands of dollars. I'm sorry, I don't have the story right in front of me, doing this from memory, but it was a fair amount of money to award that contract to that company. He was paid by the CEO of the company, and he was arrested for taking a bribe, and he took it all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court said, that's the same thing we do. You know, we take money from billionaires, and then we rule in their favor. We can't put you in jail. And so the way they kind of finessed this was they said, if you do the act after you get the tip, then, or after you get the money, it's a bribe. But if you do the act before you get the money, then the money coming after the act, just like, you know, you tip your waiter or server at the restaurant after you finish your meal, if you give them the money after the act, then it's no longer a bribe, it's a tip. So Kamala Harris is saying very clearly that, yeah, no tips, or no income taxes on tips for servers, for maids, for golf caddies, you know, for basically service workers who directly interact with people, which is how most of us think of tips. Donald Trump, on the other hand, is kind of going with the Supreme Court definition, apparently. He's refusing to give any details at all. And so, you know, I mean, every year we know now that, you know, at the end of the year, he would give like Alan Weisselberg and Michael Cohen, you know, tens of thousands or over $100,000 in annual bonuses. Those could now be called tips. Right? It's the end of the year. Hey, it's a tip and it would be tax free. So and you've got bankers in New York who are literally and insurance industry executives who literally get millions of dollars at the end of the year, and they could be called tips, tax-free. So it could be a really good deal for billionaires. So bottom line, keep an eye on this. An awful lot is going to depend on what happens with the Senate, frankly. It looks like the Democrats are probably going to take the House of Representatives. Increasingly, it's looking like Republicans are going to take the Senate. And if so, and Kamala Harris takes the White House, and that's the scenario that I think is probably at this moment most likely, although we need to get out and vote, you know, like crazy. There's a couple of swing states here, Texas, Florida, Montana, you know, that could decide this. But if that's what happens, then, of course, they'll just be gridlocked for at least 2 years. And then I'm guessing, you know, 2 years down the road, well, who knows? I mean, you know, the big challenge is getting money out of politics. That would be the For the People Act to reverse Citizens United, but that would require Democrats controlling the Senate. And this is one of the reasons Republicans are throwing, right-wing billionaires are throwing hundreds of millions of dollars, billions of dollars, actually. It looks like $10 billion is going to be spent in this election cycle at these Senate races because they want to hold on to the Senate so that they can make sure that they can continue to bribe politicians. I mean, it's really just that simple. So anyhow, my op-ed about that over at the HartmanReport.com is titled Trump's Tax-Free Tipping Scheme, Another GOP Gift for Billionaires. And, you know, I think you'll find it fascinating. The other story that I published yesterday, actually, over at HartmanReport.com is titled Jill Stein, the Grifter Who May Hand the White House, Hand Trump the White House Again. And, you know, keep in mind her Wisconsin campaign manager, Pete Karras, said, we need to teach Democrats a lesson. So what's she doing? Well, she's campaigning aggressively in Michigan and Wisconsin, saying that the Democrats are all in favor of Netanyahu bombing the crap out of Gaza, and it's a terrible thing. And by the way, it is a terrible thing. And therefore, you should vote for me. And in fact, this is what Newsweek reported last week. Quote, in Michigan, a battleground state where the Greens are campaigning hard and which has a large Arab American community, 40% of Muslim voters backed Stein versus just 12% for Harris and 18% for Trump. Michigan has more than 200,000 Muslim voters and 300,000 from Middle Eastern and North African ancestry. In Wisconsin, the CARE poll showed Stein on 40% and Harris only 29%. So if Jill Stein can do this in Michigan and Wisconsin, like she did in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania back in 2016, basically she handed the election to Donald Trump, and she's actually bragging about wanting to do it again. This was the her boast to Newsweek a few weeks ago. She said, and I'm quoting Jill Stein here, Third Way found out that based on polling averages in battleground states, the 2020 margin of victory for Democrats would be lost in four states, Georgia, Michigan, North Carolina, and Wisconsin because of third-party support. So they can't win. There's a fair amount of data that now suggests the Democrats have lost unless they give up their genocide. We're doing outreach all the time to a lot of different groups, but it's really been the Muslim Americans and Arab Americans who have really taken this campaign on like it's theirs. They have enormous ownership over this. So there you go. I go on in the article to point out that Jill Stein is just ruining the Green Party. You know, you'll recall David Cobb. David Cobb was a regular on our program back in 2004. I mean, he was a regular on our program before that when he was running MoveToAmend.org. And was it MoveToAmend or was it another one? Yeah, I think it was MoveToAmend. This was after the founder died. Or no, they were working together. In any case, he explicitly on this program said, if you live in a swing state, don't vote for me. Vote for, at that time, John Kerry. So, anyhow, Peter Rothblatt wrote a piece for the New Republic titled Jill Stein is Killing the Green Party. And he notes that in 2004, there were 319,000 registered members of the Green Party. Today, it's only 234,000. She really is killing the Green Party. I don't call Jill Stein a grifter just because she might hurt, you know, Catherine Harris. I'm calling her a grifter because, in my humble opinion, she actually is. So, you know, it's sad. I mean, you know, she took a Fox News film crew with her to crash the DNC back in 2016. So, and she says that Bernie is a corrupt insider. Yeah, right. Time to say goodbye to Jill Stein. 16 minutes past the hour, so what's on your mind? I'll be right back with your calls.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
And Alex Lawson, of course, will be with us at the very bottom of the hour to give you the latest on what's going on with Social Security State. Did you know that almost one-third of Americans have no religion? And at least 34% of Gen Z are religiously unaffiliated. 2024 isn't just another election. Your rights, your freedoms, your future, they're all on the line. Policies affecting your health, your privacy, your ability to live life on your terms, they're all decided by who we elect. That's why it's crucial to vote like your rights depend on it, because they do. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation, dedicated to the rights of free thinkers and protecting the constitutional principle of church and state. Visit ffrf.org/vote to learn how to register, find your polling place, and discover how you can make an impact and stop Project 2025. Go to ffrf.org/vote or text my last name, Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N, to 511-511 and receive a free issue of FFRF's newsletter, Free Thought Today. Text Hartman to 511-511. Your vote is your power. Join the Freedom From Religion Foundation. Go to ffrf.org/vote. Don't sit this one out. Text fees may apply.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I am coming at you with the recommendation that if you have recently lost your job, I am so sorry, and you should apply for unemployment. Look, we all pay taxes for a rainy day, and being unemployed is that day. It doesn't matter if your employer is letting you go because they're downsizing or because they don't like your work. You can submit a claim to your state unemployment office. Now, the only reasons you can't get unemployment is if you quit your job or if you've been fired for like certain kinds of serious misconduct. Now, you could apply the very first day that you are out of work. If you wait, you're not going to get back payments. And after you apply, sometimes your employer will say you're not eligible because they have to pay. In that case, you just appeal the decision. People do this all the time. For more Everyday Money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying take good care.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Healthy cholesterol levels are important to your heart health, your metabolism, and even your blood sugar levels. You ever exercise and watch what you eat, but then get frustrated when you don't see results? Well, your super weapon for heart health is Super Bearing Advanced Cholesterol Support. Super Bearing is a plant-based supplement from nature. Both Louise and I take it because it works. Super Bearing is super convenient. Just one easy-to-swallow capsule a day helps you to do more to support your healthy cholesterol levels, metabolic health, and your blood sugar levels. Super Bearing's unique berberine is the only berberine shown to support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. Give your cholesterol health advanced support with a free month supply of Super Bearing and get 15% off. Just go to superbearing.com and enter the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's superbearing, V-E-R-I-N-E, superbearing. And the code is TOM to get that free month supply and 15% off. Taxes on the working class made it all to Bill. Reagan's plan was simple. Give billionaires a break while the middle class got the hit they couldn't shake. Now Trump's got a new scheme. Says tips should be free, but it's not for the workers. No, that's not the key. Hedge funds and bankers, they're the ones who score. Reclassify those bonuses and they'll pay no more. It's Trump's tax free to the scheme of billionaires' delight. Turning bonuses to tips, keeping profits out of sight. Will it help the workers or just the ones on top? In Trump's world of loopholes, the rich don't ever stop. Harris says tips to servers, caddies, maids should be spared. But Trump's got no limits for the wealthy he's prepared. $1 million payouts, they'll all get redefined while the working class gets left behind. The courts have paved the way, bribes become tips too. Politicians and judges, well, they know what to do. What used to be a crime. Welcome back. 23 minutes past the hour. By the way, those songs are all over at HartmanReport.com. If you ever want to, you know, download them, share them with your friends, you know, whatever. Post them. So, what's on your mind today? It's Anything Goes Friday. Russ in Hickory Hill, Illinois. Hey, Russ, what's up?
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's about the usual. You know, Tom, what's holding this race together? Because what you just said about Jill Stein, think about that, Tom. 40, 80, that's 120,000 votes, 40%. And the latest poll, she didn't even register in Michigan. Kennedy was getting 2. Kamala was 48, 47. But then last night they had a poll, he's 49, 47 up in Michigan. Mm. And then, but then after that, what was it? I forget. She's at 10 o'clock. Had the guy on from Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
She's in good shape. I mean, what else is holding this up?
I read a piece over the
Rule Show.
While I was traveling, I you know, sitting on the airplane, doom scrolling through all the news sites and reading all the newspapers that I don't always get a chance to dig deep into. And one of the things, I read this fascinating article on polling, and the main suggestion, the main takeaway suggestion was that as a result of the Dobbs decision, there has been an explosion of young women registering to vote, and the pollsters are not picking that up. And I am hoping, very much hoping, that that's the case. So,
what do you think about this, the non-Trumpers? Tom, if there's so many non-Trumpers in Michigan, how does he still take a lead or even... Because I say the same thing. Who are they asking?
Yeah, I don't know, Russ. I just don't know. I mean, we're just going to have to wait and see.
I am just stunned that he's still good. I want to hear him cry if he loses because this,
he will.
He's always Carolina.
Russ, I got to move along.
North Carolina went there.
Yeah, no, I get it. Thank you. By the way, I forgot to mention Tuesday of next week. What is that? 4 days hence, I think, more or less. 7 p.m., I'll be at Powell's City of Books in Portland signing books and giving a little speech on my new book. And this Sunday, day after tomorrow, I'll be on Ali Velshi's MSNBC program at 8:25 in the morning. So, you know, be there or be square, as the old saying goes. I see I've only got about, 45 seconds here, Sean, to the break. So I just want to emphasize... You know, a couple of things. Number one, that Jill Stein really has the potential. I mean, this—if you know people in Michigan or Wisconsin who are Muslims, and they're thinking of voting for Jill Stein, please point out to them that that could put Donald Trump in the White House, and he's no friend to the Muslim community. I mean, you know, Stein is running around saying to all these people, "Oh, you need to vote green. You need to vote for me because you know." I'm going to stop Netanyahu from bombing. Well, yeah, right, if you were president, but there's not a chance in hell. I mean, that you know, I'd bet $1 million Jill Stein is not going to become president. You know, I mean, it's like, and I don't bet, but, you know, it's just, and frankly, I don't have $1 million, but it ain't going to happen. I'm telling you, it's a wasted vote. Don't throw your vote away, please. It's 27 minutes past the hour. We're going to be talking with Alex Lawson with Social Security Works on the other side of the break, and then we'll be back to picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Friday. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
And it looks like on Sunday, President Biden is going to travel down to Florida and see what's going on with the damage down there. We'll be right back.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
Okay, team, I'm going to level with you. The economy's looking pretty
society. We need everyone to put on their thinking caps. Our digital marketing is flattening out. Every time we get successful with the right keywords, the costs are becoming astronomical. And our CPMs are going through the roof and conversion rates are tanking. Now, how are we going to stand out from our competitors when we're all doing the same thing? Bob?
Well, boss, one thing I enjoy doing is listening to satellite radio.
Maybe we can use one of those hosts to talk about our products and drive more customers online. Radioactive Media made brands from Squatty Potty, Dr. Marty's Pets, Phone Soap, and more. They can match us with the right influencer and get a ROAS as high as 5-1.
Get a free analysis and receive $1,000 credit towards your first national campaign by going to radioactivemedia.com or text the word radio to 511-511. Discover how audio marketing can surpass your current strategies with new and innovative ways that sound better. Go to radioactivemedia.com or text radio to 511-511 today.
Terms, conditions, message, and data rates may apply.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. In Florida, major flooding from Hurricane Milton continues. Chris Terry is worried about the St. Johns River in Seminole County flooding his home.
The tarps are helpful. We had some leaks, but I'll just go ahead and throw those on the roof with some sandbags.
Almost 1.9 million customers are still without power. Former President Donald Trump campaigned tonight in Reno, Nevada.
Kamala has already cost the typical family $29,000 with her horrible inflation and the cost of inflation.
The UN peacekeeping force in southern Lebanon says new explosions hit its headquarters Friday, including two peacekeepers, a day after Israeli forces targeted the same position and struck central Beirut. Meanwhile, it's an important time on the Jewish calendar.
In Israel, Jewish people began marking the Yom Kippur holiday, the holiest day in the Jewish calendar. Extra security measures were put in place by a number of synagogues.
CBS News reporter Haley Ott. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Derek Tritz. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Kamala Harris gets another endorsement from a high-profile Republican. Charlie Skies is one of Wisconsin's most influential conservative commentators. He says the U.S. Supreme Court immunity ruling would give Donald Trump dangerous power. Republican former Congresswoman Liz Cheney endorsed Harris in Wisconsin last week. People in Wisconsin are getting advice about how to donate to survivors of Hurricane Milton. Here's Terry Bell.
Charities say they prefer cash over food or clothes. That's because nobody knows exactly what will be needed for some time. Only send those sorts of in-kind donations when they're requested specifically. Local branches of the United Way and the Red Cross are working directly in Milton's wake. You can also donate at civicmedia.us/help. I'm Terry Bell.
And that's what you need to know. I'm Derek Tritz, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you liked Young Sheldon, maybe you'll like this other Big Bang Theory spinoff. Variety reports the show, which has been in development at Max for the last year, just added cast members Brian Posehn, Lauren Lapkus, and Kevin Sussman. Story details for the series are being kept under wraps, but the three new cast members will reprise their roles from the original Big Bang Theory. If the show is ultimately greenlit, it will be the fourth in the Big Bang franchise. Lifestyle influencer, insider trader Martha Stewart is pulling no punches in a new documentary. The film, titled Martha, covers the billionaire's rise to fame, starting with her days as a teenage model, to her reality series, Snoop Dogg friendship, and her conviction for obstructing justice and lying to the government, for which she spent 5 months in prison. She has opinions on all of this. Martha will soon be available on Netflix October 30th. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight with a low in the low 40s. And mostly cloudy for tomorrow, a high only around 60 degrees. Breezy with clouds and some showers around Sunday, high only mid-50s. Frosty weather to start off Monday and Tuesday mornings. It's 55 right now.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
The top-selling Halloween candies in every state over the past 17 years.
Oh,
Nicely done, Melissa. I'm not sure.
What, were you clearing your throat? What was that?
It was a macabre kind of.
It
like,
really was.
Why the 17 years? That seems a little.
That's arbitrary.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Candystore.com. When they started making Halloween candy, guys.
Oh, yeah. 17 that's years definitely, ago. Definitely 17 years ago.
Weekdays from 8 to 10.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again. Then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will review the weekend happenings and look ahead as we count down towards election 2024. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Pride, selling out the dream and taking Trump's side. Clinton lost those states by just a hair. Stein's got the spotlight, but she doesn't care. Jill Stein, the grifter playing with fire, chasing her fame, climbing higher and higher. Hand and drop the keys to the White House door while democracy crumbles on the floor.
She talks welcome back, about 35 justice, minutes past the hour. On the line with us, our old buddy Alex Lawson, the executive director of Social Security Works. SocialSecurityWorks.org is the website. StrengthenSocialSecurity.org as well. ALaw202 on Twitter. Alex, welcome back to the program. I understand Kamala Harris has just an amazing program for seniors. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Tom, I don't think it's possible to overstate how exciting this policy proposal is. Just this week, what Vice President Harris announced is a new home-based long-term care benefit as part of Medicare, the federal program Medicare. A Medicare at-home benefit. And this is just enormous. And I know you know, but just to set the scene a bit, currently there is no long-term care system in this country. We basically rely on families doing uncompensated care work, people caring for their aging parents and their children. And it's just...
Well, we do have for-profit nursing homes, but they tend to be kind of sketchy and they cost a fortune.
We do, exactly. And so rich people, you know, they can get care that they need, but many people don't need 24-hour care, right? They might only need a few hours a week with a skilled nurse, with someone who can help with taking some medicines or whatnot, but there's no system for that to happen. So basically, it's sort of binary, like nothing or in a nursing home, institutionalized. And to qualify, to be able to pay for that, which often stretches into the six figures, we force people to rely on Medicaid, which is means tested, which means before getting the benefit, people need to spend down their assets. Sometimes they need to get a divorce. So that in getting the care they need, they don't bankrupt their family. That's the system.
There's another gotcha in there, too. Tell me if this has changed. I mean, my dad died in 2006, and when he died, we discovered that mom had Alzheimer's, and the two of them had basically been covering it up all those years. And she really needed care, and that dad had been providing her. And they owned their own home, and they had a little bit of money in the bank. Dad had a pension. And we would have had to bankrupt mom and then wait 2 years. You've got to be bankrupt or broke for basically 2 years before you can qualify for Medicaid, at least in Michigan at that time.
Yeah, 5 years is the planning period that, you know, we have to advise people. You have to start doing this in order to qualify for the benefit. And I mean, you know, Tom, you just said you've been through it, like millions of Americans. This process is dehumanizing, right? I mean, it's just, it's ridiculous that that's how we deal with long-term care in this country. And what Vice President Harris proposed is something that we've long wanted as part of Medicare, a universal program, not a means-tested one.
Right.
So a universally available benefit for at-home long-term care. And the best part, or I don't know, they're all fantastic parts. But another great thing is that to pay for it, all that we have to do is negotiate lower drug prices on more drugs, right? So seniors get lower drug prices. It saves the government money, which then is put into this new Medicare benefit. Tom,
but that means that the CEOs of the drug companies won't be able to buy third, fourth, fifth mansions in the Swiss mountains and, you know, a new 700-foot mega yacht. I mean, you know, don't you have any sympathy for these people, Alex?
My heart does bleed for the billionaires. this is one of those ones where literally everyone wins except the billionaires. That's just something that I think the vast majority of Americans are willing to accept.
And that's why they're throwing money against John Tester right now. So this is a proposed legislation, I'm assuming. This is not something that the president could do on their own. It's going to require Democrats to hold both the House and Senate.
It will. And in that setup, it's probably, as you know, it would have to be something that's done through reconciliation, meaning with, not a single Republican voted to give Medicare the ability to negotiate drug prices. We're not looking at a situation where Republicans are going to, actually support this. So there is a path, but it does need, you need the Senate, you need the House, you need the White House. And even then, it'll probably have to be done through budget reconciliation, which has special rules. But that's the way to get through the filibuster in the Senate and not require 60 votes.
And can only last for 10 years. Although, you know, once something's really popular after 10 years, it's a lot easier to keep it. And I would think that this would be very popular. So
I think that's exactly right, Tom. I think that's the strategy.
And I'm assuming people can read about this on one of your websites. You want to plug it?
Yeah, socialsecurityworks.org. You can find us on Twitter at SSWorks. And we have a lot of information about the new Medicare at Home, as well as just all the policies and the choices facing everybody in November. I mean, it's as stark as you can get. Donald Trump proposed cuts to Social Security and Medicare in every single one of his budgets. Kamala Harris just released a plan to add a new universal Medicare benefit, Medicare at Home. This is what the choice before us is. One path forward and one path back. So really, it isn't a choice at all. And you can find out more information, socialsecurityworks.org.
Now, one last question. When Lyndon Johnson and Robert Ball were passing, and Hubert Humphrey, we're getting Medicare passed, the white racist Southern senators made as a condition of passing Medicare that there had to be this 20% hole on it in it because they basically didn't want poor black people showing up in mostly white hospitals in the South. And they figured, you know, with that 20% extra cost that that would keep them out or out of doctor's offices or whichever. And correct me if I'm wrong on that. Will this require a Medigap policy, or is this going to be independent of Medigap? How's this going to work?
So it's a great question. I will say your setup is correct. And at the same time, Medicare desegregated the healthcare system. You know, one federal policy that really did desegregate.
It was the most effective desegregation program in the history of American actually.
Exactly. So, I mean, Medicare is an amazing program. What we need to do when we design these new benefits for Medicare is we have to get rid of that 20%. We have to get rid of the need for a Medigap policy. So we think we need to level the playing field and add an out-of-pocket cap in traditional Medicare so that people wouldn't potentially face 20% of some enormous number. So we add the benefits, and to make that work, we include an out-of-pocket cap in traditional Medicare. And I think all of that could be done in a package that could move through reconciliation.
But is that part of Kamala Harris's, Vice President Harris's proposal?
No, and I think that's normal. You know, the vision is laid out by, the campaign, the candidates, but the legislation is going to be done on the Hill. And so there's current conversations that it's going to sort of push forward on some pieces. You know, like in Build Back Better, we had a long-term care policy, $400 billion, but it was built on Medicaid. So if we were returning, it would, I think the starting point would have been that, but now it's going to be a universal Medicare benefit. But a lot of the other work that's being done on the Hill will continue, and this Medicare at home policy would be part of it.
Yeah. Amazing stuff.
I should also, sorry, Tom, note, it also is vision and hearing. So yeah. It's Medicare at home plus vision plus hearing.
That's great. Alex, thanks a lot for dropping by today and for speaking with us and for the just extraordinary work you're doing over there at socialsecurityworks.org and SSWorks on Twitter. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Tom.
Good talking to you, Alex. We'll be back with your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Stick around.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Speaking the truth, the big insurance industries would really rather you didn't know all about. I'll be right back with your calls.
Watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Ready, set, go. Get in the game and be heard with WFHR's Playmakers. Join us 5 to 6 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We're here to take your calls, sports takes, and ramblings. We'll have breaking stories, game day conversations with players, coaches, and you. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Join the team here at WFHR 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, 5 to 6 PM Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for WFHR's Playmakers.
Farmers in Wisconsin have always been ahead of the times, and it's no different in the mid-1800s. George Esterly was running a large wheat farm outside of Whitewater, but reaping his crop by hand was back-breaking work. Esterly invented a mechanical harvesting machine and used it in his own fields in 1844. He then won a Chicago Mechanics Gold Medal 4 years later. But was he the first in the country to build a harvesting machine? The answer is coming up. Esterly followed up his win by opening a factory in the Whitewater area, building the harvesting machines and eventually other farm equipment too. By the 1880s, 500 people worked there. So was Esterly the first in the country to build a new mechanical harvesting machine? Yes, this man's early farm invention lives on as a remarkable slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Hey, let me guess. Your medicine cabinet is crammed with stuff that doesn't work. You're still not sleeping. You still hurt and you're stressed out. If that's the case, clear out your cabinet, reset your health with CBD from CB Distillery. Louise and I have, and it's been a real change. CB Distillery's targeted formulations are made from the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fluff, no fillers, just pure, effective CBD solutions designed to help support your health. In two non-clinical surveys, 81% of customers experienced more calm, 80% said CBD helped with pain after physical activity, and an impressive 90% said they slept better with CBD. If you struggle with a health concern and haven't found relief, make the change like we did. Go to cbdistillery.com. And with over 2 million customers and a solid 100% money-back guarantee, CB Distillery is the source to trust. And I have a 20% discount to help you get started. Just visit cbdistillery.com and use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, for 20% off. That's cbdistillery.com, code TOM, T-H-O-M, cbdistillery.com. Take a moment, don't pass by. Kindness is a simple gift, gentle word or heartfelt lift. Welcome back, 10 minutes before the hour. Picking up your calls here on Anything Goes Weekend. Dan in Chicago. Hey, Dan, what's up?
Hi, Tom. God bless you for everything that you do.
Thank you.
I have to say, I listened to what you were talking about. I think it was in the ad about, or the commercial, should I say, about how that when Reagan took over, Carter handed over this country, and we were in good shape. I started my adult life. I graduated high school in 1982. I'm a 60-year-old now. I work for the United States government. Naval Training Center is where I work. Mm-hmm. I've got over 40 years here. The government used to not be the place to be back in those days. You could make a lot more money working in industry, piece work or whatever it was.
Even like my dad in a tool and die shop, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, my dad did that, Johnson Motors, yep. Here on this northern Illinois. And my mom passed away when I was 11, and dad was able to raise four kids, and we had a good life. I didn't know that we were poor until I had to get out into the work world. What has happened over that period of time is that now the government, if you can get a good enough pay, that thing has inverted. And now we get, government, of course, you get a pension. And if you manage your money, right, you can live good in retirement because it offers health care, it offers a pension, and then there's a 401k and all of that. All of these things Republicans have worked to eliminate. Mm-hmm. And what I've also noticed during that time is how white people, I'm African American, I've noticed how white people's place in society has gone down several rungs on the ladder. And now what's up in society is that Trump caters to that. Trump doesn't care about these people. He doesn't care about them at all. And now what's happening is immigrants come here and they take jobs, like Trump said, they take jobs that typically Americans don't want to do. But it's in everything that I've read, it's mostly, I'm not going to say mostly, but a lot of white people don't want to do jobs that are labor intense. Let me put it that way, mm-hmm. That immigrants do. And then those companies, they make money on that, They did with slavery.
Yeah, like from slaughterhouses to being the dishwasher in the restaurant to picking crops. Yeah, absolutely.
That's absolutely right, Tom. But here's the catch right here. or the amazing thing that I've watched about immigrants. You know what? They come here, and those homes that were built, I live in Lake County, Illinois, they're called garden homes. They were built for the soldiers after they fought in World War II, you know, VA loans and all of that.
Yeah, starter houses, yeah.
Thank you very much. 900 square feet, absolutely right. They come here, Tom, and those homes might as well be the Taj Mahal. Mm-hmm. And they don't complain. They live their lives, and they're blowing the doors off of the American dream. And you know what? White folks, they don't know what to do with that. How are they doing so well? And they're not paying attention to other white people. They're just not. Mm-hmm. They're just living the American dream. And the oxycodone and oxycodone and fentanyl and all of that, those numbers are, I heard Arlen Specter, had to be about 10 years ago. He was talking about revisiting the three strikes and you're out law because guess what? White young men and women, that's that recidivism. Too many times in the system. And the drugs, we're taking these young people's lives away from them because the jobs had gone away.
Yep.
I had to say all of that, Tom. I'm sorry. The reason why I called is because I wanted you to speak to this racism about the southern border, where there's no talk about the northern border. And I thought it was the Swedish. I read someplace about people, they overstay their work visas by a very large margin, and there's no talk about that. Thank you for allowing me to fuss. You have a good day, Tom.
Dan, thank you. That was brilliant. You know, I cover this at length in my new book, The Hidden History of the American Dream, and I was talking about this in Chicago yesterday. Back in the 50s, there was a tremendous concern in the United States as the United States was passing through the 50, about 50% of us were getting into the middle class. And it was admittedly mostly white people, but about 50% of Americans were going into the middle class. And Russell Kirk had written this book, The Conservative Mind, and it caused quite a furor. And a lot of people were saying if the middle class ever got too big, it would cause social unrest. And then the 60s happened, and we had social unrest, you know, the women's movement, the, you know, young people saying, I don't want to go to Vietnam, the civil rights movement. And conservatives looked at that and said, holy cow, this is because the middle class has gotten too large. So when Reagan came into office in 1981, the middle class was 2/3 of Americans. And his job was to reduce the size of the middle class. And he has done that. In 43 years since that time, we've seen the middle class go down to about 43% of us. And of course, Trump points to that, which was caused by Republican policies, and says, this is because of brown people coming across from the borders. This is because of black people. This is because of, you know, basically immigrants and minorities. And he's scapegoating. But the reality is that, you know, what caused that is Republican policies intentionally, you know, they thought they were saving America because they looked at the women's movement and the civil rights movement and thought this is chaos in our society. When in fact, this was the birth pains of a brand new America, you know, a positive forward movement. But they were concerned that this was the end of the country. And so they set out to destroy the middle class on the assumption that too big a middle class was what was causing the problem. And that's the problem that we have right now, Dan, that you just identified. And that Trump and the Republicans are using to scapegoat these poor people, these immigrants. So, yeah, spot on. You know, I got to run here. I could have done a half-hour rant on that one, but... Dan, thank you. Thanks for bringing that up so much, so well. That was great. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special look. loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99. And you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. 800-550-9469. That's 800-550-9469.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Matt Nair on air.
Pat Kreitlow.
Monday morning on Up North News Radio, the group Veterans for Responsible Leadership weighs in on what vets should be thinking about before casting a ballot next month.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow, weekday mornings starting at 6.
Midday Magazine, talk radio that speaks with you, not at you. Join the conversation 4 to 5 Monday through Friday as we discuss local issues, events, and more. We'll be here interviewing some of your favorite local people. And find the podcast at civicmedia.us. Midday Magazine, a dialogue like no other. Only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.